We're holding Membeis on Membeis. The bottom of the Amud. So we said that on Shabbos, you don't take the lulav. You only take it if the first day of Yontif fell out on Shabbos, but if the rest of Yontif fell out on Shabbos, you don't take the lulav. In fact, what's the problem of taking the lulav on Shabbos? Amai, tiltu ba'amu. There's regular tiltu, v'litchi Shabbos. What is it? It's muksa. A lulav is muksa. Okay, so what? So muksa is drabanon. So it's regular touching. So let them just be daichit. Minataya, you're supposed to take Migdash Kol Shiva. What comes along? We tell you not to take it only the first day. So what's wrong with the rest of the days? It's tilta ba'alma, it's regular touching.
Bringing it, carrying it.
Oh.
No, not with the Gemara, not the
yeah.
Tzabaki.
Yeah.
Stop taking it to shul.
Why are you taking the shul? We said before, you bring it the day before. Whenever it comes out of Shabbos, bring it out of Shabbos. Why should someone be worried to take it?
Still bring it the day before. Huh?
Yeah.
Wait, so when you use it on Shabbos,
that's muksa. Muksa is only yesterday abana. The Raisa tells you to shake it. It's only muksa, only because they tell you you can't do it. If you could do it, it wouldn't be a problem.
Tilta, we're saying, is basically like
muksa. No, tilta means muksa. So we're asking, what's the problem? Tilta means touching. It is, but if it would be mutas, it's not muksa. Maybe a tala should be muksa. No, because
tilta wouldn't be, but
tilta just means touching.
Bring it to
shul is a problem because that's about that's issa
d'raisa.
Shusram.
Where's lit for Shabbos?
And what do you mean? What does it mean? And let Shabbos push it off.
But that's what Moksa does. It makes sense. Shabbos doesn't put. So that's what Moksa does.
No, but sense. Since you have a chiv to do it on Shabbos, so let Shabbos push it off and make.
Lit for Shabbos. That's the Rabbanon.
Since the Rabbanon.
No, lit for Shabbos. The Rabbanon. It's not Shabbos d'raisa.
Who is that Shabbos?
Muxa.
You might go ahead and take it with your hand and go viyavirena ab amis b'shisur yavim. You might carry it dalad amis b'shisur yavim. So now, so what are you going to learn? What do you need to go to a baki to learn?
How to shake.
Rashi says two things. Rashi says nanuam and a bracha. What does it mean nanuam? What do you have to learn how to shake?
Pick it up yetzer already.
As soon as you pick it up yetzer,
we have machlokes now. Which way you make nanuam?
Yeah. So let's say you want to do the nanuam, right? So you need to take the lulav with you to go to nanuam. Your kids, you want to know if you go mizrach, ma'ariv, tzaf, and darim, or mizrach svad. You go there. So you need to take the lulav to show you which way.
Most people don't do it the way the Gemara says you should do it these days.
Again, you're not listening to Mezlah. You don't need to take the lulav with you to know which way to shake. You take.
He wants to know the right way to shake.
Again, Rabbi Mazgan, now listen. Again, you just ask him which direction. You go east, south. No, so he tells. I agree. You go to him. You don't have to take your lulav. You just go to him and ask him.
The problem is that most people are not yotzei that noon because that's what the Gemara says to do.
Again, you so, not listening. Rabbi Mazgan, again, you go.
So he's going to ask, what's the proper way to do the X and the north?
So tell him to go like this. This way, that way, up, down. That's number one. Number two is...
He wants to know how hard...
More than that, you made the attempt to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so you prove to your point that you don't want to carry it.
It's none of them. Okay, that's a good question. And the bracha, what do you need the bracha? The bracha, you need to take the lulav. Yeah, you want to know when to pick up the lulav after the bracha. I mean, you can't just tell him right away. Everything has to be explained. Yes, sorry.
Inside the mikdash should be shusiyach or considered.
Yeah, sure.
Second step outside the walls.
Then it could be shusiyach, unless the chaim is yishalayim makes it shusiyach also. They were not talking about dafka in yishalayim. We're talking about every place. We're talking about in chutzlach, wherever you are. So, and the shaila is, why did we say dalad amos shusiyach? Why didn't we say the fact that you're going from a Shusar Yachat to a Shusar Rabbah? So Rashi explains, because there were many Carmelists, they went to Karfef, a beginner, so over there there's no Issa D'Raisa of itself. So we're discussing over here the Issa of, that's why we came up with the Issa of Dalad Hamash Shusar Rabbah.
Isn't that the standard term the Gemara always refers to?
That's Dalad the question, why? The question is why?
We use that everywhere, it's not only here.
Yeah, the question is why, so the answer is because...
Why don't we say it's standard on the first day, somewhere already?
Oh, we're going to get that. That's Gemara's question. So that's why we don't take the lulav on Shabbos, because we have this chashash to Rabbanon. Behind the time of the shofar, that's the same reason why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Any time in the Megillah, that's the same reason why we don't lay in Megillah on Shabbos. So, very interesting. I mean, it's like a chashash to Rabbanon. It's chashash. Rabbanon were geyser that you might go ahead and carry it. Most people are going to know not to carry it. Still, we were geyser not to carry it.
How do you compare it to Megillah regardless?
What?
Megillah, you don't have the whole kasha because it's the Rabbanon.
Achadami, but here we're just saying that's the reason why the Rabbanon. So what? Right,
so, you should learn. So it's not doyche one. Your whole kasha was it should be doyche Shabbos.
Yeah.
It should be doyche Rabbanon, not Mukta.
Well, it wasn't only
because.
Mukta
is the fight exam.
You know what he's saying?
He doesn't know
how to
shake a
wolf.
He's going to take his
wolf
and go to a
fucking
tell him, show him what to do.
Yeah. So maybe we should ask the carrying an
Erev
because maybe you're
going to
carry outside the
Erev. Maybe the Erev will break. Zero is the fucking the wonder that fire you got. Like, why don't we ask so you learn it from a safe
Well, why don't we ask the curious Atayu? Right? We should ask the curious Atayu because he might carry out the safe Atayu. Same with Megillah, you might have a problem. Curious Atayu also.
That's the
going. Yeah, very good. What?
Say it
again? Kriyas Atayah is a chiyav on the tzibur. Megillah is a chiyav on every yachad. You do it kaad of a tzibur, but it's a chiyav on every yachad. Okay. Here's a good kasha. Okay. Fine. Zagdi Mar Yachi. If so, if you tell me that you chayshish, the Rabbanim with guys that you might carry, this is what you're asking, Yom Yisha, Nami, the first day, why would we say that if the first day falls out on Shabbos, it's mutter, it should also be awesome. We just said yesterday in the Mishnah, the first day we told you keep it in your house. Don't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. To the Beis HaKnesset. This only happened after they were fighting, when they came into the shul, when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, and they would throw it and they would start fighting, people got hurt. So therefore we stopped it. But why before the Takana did they let you do it on Shabbos? So the Gemara, Ella, Rishain the Isa Menatayra, Rishain that the first day is Menatayra Bikvulin. It's Mutta Menatayra, it's a Chiv Menatayra all over. Not only in the Beis Hamikdash, it's a Chiv in all over because it says the Lekachtim Chambayim Rishain. So like God's Abu Rabbanan, since it's such a stark Chiv that all wherever you are, you mechuyev to take it, even if it's on Shabbos. It's the Raisa. No, it's the Raisa. So therefore, the Chazal said that you know what, it's the Raisa all over. So Mela. We're not chayshish, you're going to carry. It's such a chamadiga thing, we're not going to get rid of it. Masha'en kein, Hanoch, the rest of the days, the lesnayim and atayah begvulin, that in gvulin, it's not menatayra, right? It's only the kachlum chami yamirishan. And we said that menatayra, it's only b'migdash, that it's all 7 days. Machtel v'nei Hashem alikeichem, dafkiz v'nei Hashem alikeichem, shivas yamin. Masha'en kein gvulin, ha'atzamel, over there, God's a b'rabban, and they saw it was leichter. And so it wasn't as chama, obviously, because you don't take it all 7 in Gvulin, Medarais. But we just see how chama it is, we see how machmer it is, Medarais, and Mela, chama didn't want to be eikid, it didn't Darais. Zaktima, Yachi, if so, Ha'idna Nami, if so, because in the Gvulin, they were in Geizer, now Ha'idna, it should also be Deicha, Yom Tavishin and Shabbos, why today not? Where did it go? If the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa all over. So why don't we go ahead and be deicha Shabbos? We know that today we're not deicha Shabbos. Zakti Gemara, anan liyadina mekviya d'yachal. We don't know the kviya tzivish chaydish. Right? We're mixed up. We don't know. Right? That's why we have 2 days Yom Tov. Because we don't know. Zakti Gemara, inu d'yadi mekviya d'yachal. The ones that do know, and it's Yisrael that they still know of Yedina Mekviya D'Yachem, Litchi, they should push it off and they should shake it on Shabbos. They do. How do you know? The Tran Chada, we learned in one Mishnah. Someone asked us yesterday, we have 2 Mishnahs. One Mishnah says, Beyond the Vision Shechali is B'Shabbos, Kolom, Meilichin, Esel Veim, Larabai. It's the first day of Yom Tov that fell on Shabbos. Everyone brings the love to Harabai and have Shabbos. But Tanan Nidoch, another mission of Beis HaKnesses, they bring it to the Beis HaKnesses. So where did they bring it to? Abayis to the Beis HaKnesses. Shema Amino, Kam Bez Man Beis HaMidish Kayim, Kam Bez Man She'em Beis HaMidish Kayim. Shema Amino. That even when one place is talking about Beis HaMidish Kayim, you bring it the first day, and the other place is talking about even Eim Beis HaMidish Kayim, calls man, Yadina B'Kvir D'Yacha, they shake it on Shabbos. So here we go, that the Maskana, we're telling you that on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, they should shake it. They should shake it the lulav the first day. We don't do that. But that's what this. Yeah, right now the Gemara stays. You take it even on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. Zok to Gemara, the Isa minatayah begvula minolon. How do you know that you shake lulav on Shabbos, even in gvula? The Tanya, in the Braisa, it says lekachdem shetahelakicha biyat. It says in the pasuk lekachdem lachem yamishis. We dash the whole pasuk. Ulekachdem shetahelakicha biyat kol echad ve'echad. We say that every person has to take lulav. You can't be yaitzah with one person. What's the avim? You can be yaitzah with one person.
Maybe
that one person should take for everyone.
We had that already.
Yeah, what was the answer?
Sukkah fits everybody.
No, what do you mean? He was telling you maybe one person should shake and everyone could go home. You never have such a mitzvah. No, there's a happening that one person shakes, no one else has to shake. You put on tefillin, no one else.
They're able to give an example of what happened, mitzvah, no?
You put on tefillin and no one has to put on tefillin. You have a shushu thing? No, right? So why over here is the Ahavamina? To teach you that everyone has to take
once
the
lulav. Once in a
yovel. Oh, very good. Tkiya shayfa by yovel. That's a mitzvah that really, it's one person blows and everyone's yaitza, even if you don't hear the blow. Tkiya shayfa that we hear every Rosh Hashanah, you have to listen. If you don't listen, you're not yaitza. So that's a chiv in every yachid. Tkiya shayfa of yovel is a place where not everyone has to be yaitza. Okay. No, so I'm just showing you a mitzvah that's possible. That's over here. So lulav might be one person, the bezin has to shake it. Everyone in Klai Yisrael's yaitze.
What about par helm dover?
On the
whole tzibur.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but the whole tzibur needs a kapara.
Right.
So that means they're doing a mitzvah every day.
Right, so over here, so I asked, where do you have a mitzvah?
Right, that's what I said then.
You take it from everyone's shekel.
So they did, so they're part of it.
So then of course you don't have to blow it.
Right, so you would think lulav is also just a mitzvah on the kal.
It isn't a mitzvah on the kal.
That's kamash well, and that's not. That's what the pasuk is telling you.
It's still just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah versus
achir. Right. Right, lachem. It says lachem. What's lachem? Lekachtem lachem. Mishal lachem has to be yours. Laitzeh es hashol cannot be borrowed. Ve'esagazel can't be stolen. Biyayim, you have to take it in the day. Afilu b'shabbos. What's the teaching of biyayim? It's coming to teach you that even on Shabbos you have to take it the first day. If the first day falls on Shabbos, you have to take it. Rishayin says the first lekachtem biyayim. Rishayin, afilu b'gvulin. Even a chutzlah, it's on Shabbos, you have to take it. Hay Rishon, what's the hay? Malam Shein Deicha Ela Yontif Rishon Belvad. Shabbos is only Deicha the first day. If the first day falls on Shabbos, then you shake it. But if the second day falls on Shabbos, any other day falls on Shabbos, do not shake it.
Maybe I should do it at night.
We're gonna get there.
Why the
more
answers?
So then you just use beyond
the first
day. Right.
The reason is because of
that.
Yeah. You need a pasuk to teach you that you shake it on Shabbos. Mechti tiltel ba'almu, the whole chashash would be of tiltel, of muktzah. So how could the Raisa be mad to you? What would be the tzaddis of the Rabbanon? The Raisa doesn't tell you, oh, take it, because the Rabbanon asked it. You would think it's us, the Rabbanon. It doesn't work. It's coming to teach you that Raisa tells you that it's even mutter the machshirim of lulav, which means that let's say you don't have a lulav on Shabbos. The first day comes, oh, I don't have a lulav. We tell you allowed to cut it off the tree, which is Issa da Raisa on Shabbos. How do we know that? Well, leave it to Tana. It's going like that Tana, the Tanya, lulav v'chol machshir of Deichen Issa Shabbos. Lulav and all the machshir of lulav. It's a mitzvah. You would, since it's a mitzvah, we tell you you're allowed to cut it off a tree on Shabbos. Well, leave it to it's going like that, Tana. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Oh, I just said. Lulav v'chol machshir deichen Shabbos, Rebbe Elazar. My time in the Rebbe Elazar, what's the reason, Rebbe Elazar? Amaka, b'yayim, I fell over Shabbos. That's mamash the reason. It says in the day, you're allowed to take it today, even on Shabbos. What's the case? The case is cutting it off a tree.
He's talking about even the robbers.
Even the egg.
Why does taking mean cutting? preparing. Maybe means picking it up off your table after you prepared it.
Well, we can't find any Issa Daraisa. What will be the Issa? It's just the Rabbanan. We don't need the Raisa to tell you that it's Mutta on Issa Rabbanan.
Cutting it from a tree, is it the Rabbanan?
It's the Raisa.
So, taking it, so they're both the Raisa.
No, take is that.
No. The mitzvah is the
Raisa. The mitzvah is the Raisa.
Cutting it is the Raisa.
Cutting is the Issa the Raisa.
Right.
So we tell you, the Raisa tells you, you're allowed to do something which is us the Raisa. The Raisa won't tell you something, you're allowed to do something which is us the Rabbanu, who's never around, that is.
It's a Seh Dei Chalais.
Yeah.
Is there any mitzvah in the Mishkan?
Like Mila.
What? You
don't need to even say it's not Raisa, because it's necessary in the
law. Is it? No, it's not.
What's the mitzvah?
Shabbos Shira is an Esther in the law. Esther is not talking about Esther in the law.
Oh, you mean...
You have a drush that
you
says...
You mean the fire
anyway.
For wood for Kabbanis?
In the Midbar, right? Someone cut wood on Shabbos.
You mean if there's no wood for Kabbanis?
Anyway, point to Tosh, the Sefer Chaim is saying. It's all going to cover love.
No. You need wood.
You can go and...
Because I don't have a pasuk to teach
that.
Here I have a bezunder ribui.
A pasuk to say that you need a fire for carbon?
No, a bezunder ribui that you do it on Shabbos. Here there's a bezunder pasuk, do it on Shabbos.
So how do we know you do carbon on Shabbos?
It doesn't say extra word, beyond. Whatever the pasuk is. Here's the extra word. That say that you don't take it on Shabbos. What do they do? What do they do? It's biyayim. They don't say the machshirim. You cut machshirim on Shabbos. You cut the luv on Shabbos. What do they do? You take it in the day and not at night. How do you know you take it in the day and not in the night? It says in the end of the pasuk, so yamim v'leilayla is, you know that you take the luluv in the day and not at night. Rabbanon, ima asam have him in a leil of yamim yam misa. No. Rabbanon, not only that, it's a whole shayla. If you took it before alois, and you're still being mamshach and holding it after alois, if you yaitze, do I have to pick it up in the day,
or just hold it?
Famous of his pesach, famous tale on that. Yeah. Okay.
Happens someone who's wearing tefillin.
Yeah, same question.
And he's learning for 24 hours.
Right, true. Same thing.
It's the same
question.
Why? You don't have to take tefillin. You have to move it and then
make another bracha. The bracha is
lahaniach. All you have to do is loosen the knot. You have to knot the ball.
Right.
So maybe some people told him. Maybe you should just adjust it or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Zok te'amana ve'abona on email some have him in a leil of yam misukah. If from that pasuk you would think you learn that from Sukkah. Malal and Sukkah, we know which is a chiv at night also. Malal and Yom Filaleilois, just like Sukkah is days and nights, Afkan Nami Yom Filaleilois, so too over here, you would think days and nights. Therefore, it's coming to teach you, no, Lulav is only in the day and not at night. Zakhtimah of a Sukkah, Gufa Minol, and how do you know Sukkah is days and nights? Maybe it's also only days.
Make a bracha at night on Lulav.
Yeah.
You didn't forget. You
said
all for the day before or the day after?
That's a very good question. The Achrenim discussed that. Pashas is nothing. Or should it be anything? It's not this man. It's garnished. Zok to my right. Tana Rabbanan. How do you know Sukkah is day and night? Tana Rabbanan says, B'sukkah shteis v'shivas yamim. It says you should sit in the Sukkah 7 days. Yamim v'afil alaylas. So it means even nights. Zok to my right. Yamim v'afil alaylas. Maybe it just means during the day and not during the night. V'dinu, and it makes sense. Let's learn out. It says by Sukkah yamim and it says by luluv days. Just like by luluv. It means days and not nights. Afkan yam v'leilele, so too Sukkah maybe means days and not nights. Or go the other direction. By Sukkah it says yamim v'nema miluyim yam. And by miluyim it says days. Just like by Miluyim, by Shivas Yemei Miluyim, they had to be, it says over there, it says Yamim, but it says first Pesach HaMeditation, Yamim V'Layla, and it says Yamim, Shivas Yamim. Shmatim is Mishmez, they had to protect, they had to watch the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days, the Mishkan, and nights. Avkan, so too by Sukkah Yamim V'Layla, when it says Yamim means nights also, Nir L'midayim, who should we compare it to? Don in Davash and Mitzvah Kol HaYom. Let's compare it to something which its mitzvah is a whole day. Midavash and Mitzvah Kol HaYom. Shivas Yemei Miluyim is a whole day. Sukkah, if you sit in it once during the day and you want to eat again, you got to eat again. You have to sit in it again. You're not yaitza one time during the day. You have to eat the whole day. I mean, you're not mechuyev to be there all day, but when you're eating, you're mechuyev to do it all day. V'achich davash ha-metzvas v'shah ha-achas, lulav, the second you pick it up, yaitza. So therefore, don't be mechiyach from lulav. Rather learn at sukkah from shivas me'amiluyim than learning it out from lulav. Or go to the other direction. Don't dav mishemitzvah sa l'dayis. Learn it out from something which is a mitzvah l'dayis. Midav mishemitzvah sa l'dayis, which something is a mitzvah l'dayis, which is lulav from sukkah from lulav. Vayechicha miluyim she'naig l'dayis. Don't learn out from miluyim, which is not naig l'dayis. Olay mateishu teishu lezeh shava. Nema kan teishu. By sukkah it says teishu. Sukkah teishu sukkah. It says teshu. It says Pesach Yomim. Teshu Yomim Leilah. Yomim.
Afilu Leilah.
It's Afkan Yom Afilu Leilah. Just like by Miluyim, it's days and nights. So two sukkahs, day and night. Shekin Lulav is days without nights.
What does that mean? It's like continues into the night.